You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
In this service, in the mighty and the matchless and the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we give you glory. Now, Father, enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Open up our spiritual comprehension. Help us today, God. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for a peace that surpasses all understanding. I want you to point to yourself and say, I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh glory to God. I want you to grab your Bibles. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. I want you to grab your Bibles and go to John 14. John 14. How many know that, praise God, that even the young people, I was thinking this morning that you got a lot of young people and they're embarking upon a new school year. Some of them are going to classes and stuff like that, or new schools that they hadn't been to before, and they need the peace of God. My grandson needs the peace of God. He's in a brand new place. Amen. And there are kids that are trying to, what do you call that? You know, bully. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know, assert their dominance. Praise God. And I'm not for fighting, but he already had to flip one little kid down. Hallelujah. So, man, so we're praying for him. Amen. And hallelujah, that no more of that stuff has to happen. Amen. How many know there's sometimes there's wars on our jobs, wars at home? Come on. Oh, glory to God. People are frustrated. Anxiety, oh glory to God. A lot of different things that are going on. People are angry. People are dealing with difficulties. Oh glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rumors of wars. We have, rumors of wars. We see the World War III keeps getting thrown around. Come on, somebody. Oh glory to God. And so we need the peace of God. And the Bible lets us know that there are some things we don't have because we don't ask for them. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, I don't believe, you know, sometimes we wait to the end of the service to start asking for things. But somebody say, God, I ask you for the peace of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, we don't have to wait to the end of the service to get our deliverance, you know, where everything comes to an end, and you know, no. You know, sometimes when the message is going forth, we don't have to wait to repent. Amen. To the end of the service. Oh, glory to God. I believe the best time to repent is at the beginning. Amen. On the way to church. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We don't have to wait to the end. And so anyways, John 14:27. Let me see. My reader's not here this morning. We thank God she's graduating from what, college or something like that? From a course that she took. Amen. And so we thank God for that. There are people that are accompanying her also. And so we thank God for them having a safe trip. We thank God for, amen, Apostle Ron, Hurricane Mary, Minister Al, Evangelist. Amen. Thank God for my beautiful wife and pastor of this church and my son, amen, of 26 years. Amen. Hopefully I got that number right with you. 26. Amen. Praise God. And so we thank God for them and everybody else in their respectable places. We thank God for those that are listening in on Facebook, social media. All right. The Bible says in John 14:27, this is the New King James Version, "Peace I leave with you." Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, "The Lord has given me peace. He's given me peace." Oh, glory to God. He's left peace with me. Oh, glory to God. I got excited about that. I'm just, this laughter, this joy is coming up. Hallelujah. "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid." Yes. Oh, glory to God. So the Lord is saying, I've left peace with you. Come on. I've given you peace. Oh, glory to God. Galatians 5:22-23, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. How many know that? Okay, all right. I won't go there yet. But the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, you may be seated, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Oh, glory to God. The fruit, one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. Somebody say peace.
Peace.
Peace. Hallelujah. God has given you peace. How many know that sometimes, you know, and I've heard, you know, we can think that it's hard to function around people that don't have peace. I mean, you know, that sometimes you're on the job, amen, sometimes in our homes, sometimes just dealing with people, you can tell, praise God, when people don't have peace. I hear the hurricane, and the hurricane just told a testimony here this morning about people that, you know, that show up at her job, and there are times that these people don't have peace, and she just told a testimony, you know, that, you know, the Lord leads her at times to give people what? Hugs, right? Give people hugs, because sometimes people are looking good on the outside. Come on, they're dressed up. They got a smile on their face. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They're giggly. They're laughing. Hallelujah. They're just having a great conversation with you. But sometimes we're dealing with people and people don't have the peace of God. Come on, there's a war going on. Oh, hallelujah, on the inside. Amen, somebody. Amen. Raging on the inside. Angry on the inside. Come on. And then some people don't bother about covering it up. They just let you. I mean, you could tell. You could tell. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. By the what do you call that? Their countenance. The demeanor on their face. Come on. The angry look on their face. Some people are mad. They're just mad at the world. Come on. They need the peace. Somebody say the peace of God. Oh, glory to God. And so, yes, you can function around people that don't have any peace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me say this here. Because sometimes you'll get around people and they don't have any peace. And that's because you, as a child of God, are letting them set the atmosphere. Okay. All right. I'm just teaching this morning. Sometimes we're letting people set the atmosphere. We're letting people dictate to us how we should feel. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Then next thing you know, what's on them starts rubbing off on us. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But tell somebody, I have a grace upon my life to dictate and to set the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I have that type of grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You're allowing them to determine the spiritual climate. What is that thing over there called? It's called a thermostat. a thermostat, right? And how many know that, you know, I have the ability to walk over there and to change the thermostat? If I feel like it's a little too warm in here, I have the ability to cool the place off. Well, God has given you a spiritual thermostat. Come on, you can determine the climate. How many know that in the beginning, amen, one of the things that God did was that God created an atmosphere that was conducive to life? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Well, guess what? You have the same ability, whether in your home, whether on your job. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Whether in the grocery store. I remember that I was at work one day, and probably about 15 years ago or so, you know, young folks got to the point where they were scheduling fights on the cell phone. Come on. And one of the things that they would do is that, you know, I was working on Fisk Boulevard, and they would schedule a fight, and you could be sitting there, and everything's all peaceful and calm, and next thing you know, you see a group of kids on this side and a group of kids on that side. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because they were gathering for the battle. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And it didn't take but one time for my car to get all dented up before I realized, guess what? I needed to pray. Oh, glory to God. But God had a ram in the bush, because after folks fought all over my car, praise God, God had somebody that just, you know, straightened it out and, you know, aired all the dents out for free. It didn't cost me anything. But praise God, I begin to pray when I would see people gathering. Amen. I would begin to apply the blood of Jesus upon the parking lot. Come on. I realized that I had the ability, somebody to say, to shut it down. And you have the ability also to shut it down. Come on, somebody. The problem, a lot of times, that we get caught up in the foolishness. We get caught up in when people don't have a peace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, don't let people dictate to you. Hallelujah. You create the atmosphere.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. All right. All right. Go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I guess I'm going to have to show it to you in the Word. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Everybody getting something out of this so far? Because I just believe that we got things that are coming upon the earth. Come on, somebody. Some things that I believe that, you know, things that are coming, and God is just, you know, gearing up his people. He's letting his people know to be at peace. Some things got to happen. Some things that we can pray and beat the life out of it. Amen, somebody. I'm going to say that again. Some things we can pray and beat the life out of it, but some things are going to happen. Amen. And we need to know that we have the peace of God. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. 4 and 39. Let's go to 35. Let's go to 35. Amen. And we'll read down to 39. Amen. I got my beautiful wife, but I believe she don't have a microphone over there, so I'm going to have to read it myself. And on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. Now, how many know that if the Lord tell you that you're going to make it to the other side, you're going to make it to the other side? Amen. No matter what you're hearing in your head, come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm going to the other side. Amen. You're going to, amen. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, I got the victory. I don't care if you're losing, if it look like you're losing. You got, how many know that the Bible says that David encouraged himself? There are times that you got to encourage yourself. I don't care if it look like you're losing. You got to open your mouth and say, I'm winning. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm winning. I'm the winner. I've already won. Hallelujah. Even I was listening to a song this morning, and the anthem, and it was saying, hallelujah, we have won the victory. We've won the victory because Christ has won the victory. Yes. We already got the victory. Oh, glory to God. And so even though it looked like he was going down for the count, and the count was done, amen, how many know that he still rose up?
Yes.
And I don't care what it is that's trying to kill things in your life. Come on, you still got the victory.
Yes.
You still arise and shine. Your light is coming. Come on, or has come. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. But the Bible says, and leaving the multitude, they took him along with them just as he was in the boat, and the other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. The Bible says in verse 38, and he himself was in the stern asleep on a cushion, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Sometimes it's looking like the Lord don't care. Come on. Sometimes you feel like God don't even care what I'm going through, all the hell that I'm going through. Lord, where are you? How many has ever been there where you just felt like you God, where are you? I don't even know where you at. It's like you missing in action. Been there, done that. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and being aroused, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." Now, this is the, what version is this? I left my Bible at the house. This is the Nelson's New American Standard. Amen, somebody. But my Bible says that he said, peace. Where is that? Peace. My page move a little bit. Peace, be still. And the Bible says, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He spoke peace. Somebody say peace, 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 peace to the storm.
Yes.
Peace to the storm. Amen. Amen. You know, because let me show you something. One of the things that the enemy fights, he fights to keep our mouths shut. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, you know, there are oppressing spirits. There are depressing, oppressing spirits. And what they do is that they fight. You know, sometimes we just sit there and we're just entertaining what the enemy is saying in our ears and processing it in our heads. Come on, and he just has us going down a road that we weren't never meant to go down. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so you ain't going to never be this. You ain't going to never accomplish this. This ain't going to come to pass. You'll never see it and such and such. And he'll be speaking to you. Next thing you know, you're all weighed down. You're feeling down and out. Come on. And you're agreeing with the devil. Yeah, devil, you're right. Somebody say the devil is a liar. I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on. I'm winning when it looked like I'm losing. I'm above and not beneath. Yes. Come on, I'm a lender. See, he don't want you saying this type of stuff. He don't want you to open your mouth. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that when he came against Christ, Christ said, "It is written." That's how you battle the devil. Amen. You got to say something. When he realized that you're the type of person that's going to say something, you're not going to sit there and take it, he ain't going to stay long. Oh, glory to God. But as long as he can keep you going down that road, he'll do it. Jesus got up and simply said, "Peace, be still." Oh, glory to God. I like to say, "Shut up." Shut your mouth. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, your American version says, "Hush." Amen. That's just like saying, "Shut up. Be quiet." Amen. Praise the Lord. But then we see also in let me go ahead and read. The Bible says, "And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm." Oh, glory to God. Why? By him responding to it. By him saying something to it. Oh, glory to God. Okay, because let me show you something. How many know that I've told you all we have authority, we have power over creation? The things that were created. Look at this here now. Look at this, okay? You know, our Lord is the Prince of Peace. The Bible says that there was a donkey that no man had ever rode on before. And I don't know about you, but if you get on a donkey or a horse and ain't nobody rode on him and broke him, how many know he's going to be kicking? Wow. He's going to be acting wild. He's going to kick you and throw you off. But here they bring a donkey to Christ that no man has ever rode on before. Come on, somebody. And he gets on the donkey and sits and ride on the donkey. Okay.
Jesus.
Peace. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, because the Lord can make the folks be at peace. If the Lord can make a donkey, come on, thank you for the revelation, Holy Spirit. If the Lord can make a donkey be at peace and hop on a donkey that no man has ever ridden before, oh, glory to God, how many know that he can make your enemies be at peace with you?
All right.
Okay. Ooh, I can drop the mic and stop preaching right there. That's a drop the mic moment. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My God.
Right.
Bye, 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 bye. Oh, glory to God. That was good, Holy Spirit. Yes. Woo, glory to God. That ought to have blessed somebody today. Yes. Verse 41 says, and they became very much afraid and said one to another, who then is this that even the wind, hallelujah, creation, natural things, even the wind and the sea obey him? I thank God, oh glory to God, that he's our mentor. You know, it's amazing that this storm is not even coming to the East Coast, but it's going around. You know, they're saying that it's going to go around because last year when people gathered on the beach and began to rebuke the wind, and the wind went in a whole nother direction. You know, the people on the news, they were trying to figure out what was going on, because they'll tell us this is what's going to happen. But how many know that you have people, oh glory to God, that are now in the body of Christ walking in their authority, yes, and saying, no, this ain't, yes, we're not going to let, yes, you get us to be an echo, a spiritual echo, where we're constantly echoing the sound of the first and second heaven. No, we're going to dictate to you. You're not going to dictate to us. Come on. People are waking up and people are growing up in the body of Christ, and we're starting to realize that, guess what? I don't have to take it. We don't have to take it. You're not coming here and you're not tearing up our stuff. Come on, somebody. That's, the devil is a liar.
Amen. He is.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. Because the Lord asked him in Luke 8:22-25, he said, where is your faith? Oh, glory to God. And Mark, he says, how is it that you have no faith? Oh, glory to God. But Luke recorded him as saying, where is your faith? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? Let me say it this way. Why are we letting the wind of the enemy shake us up? All right. And so this is one of the reasons why I was saying the enemy fights us so hard to keep our mouths shut. Tell somebody, you got to say something. Oh, glory to God. All right. If Christ gave you peace, tell somebody, then peace belongs to you. He said, my peace I give you. Turn to Luke 8. He said, my peace I give you. So he's given us peace. Some things you already have. You just have to stir it up. I'm going to hit this last bit of scripture, and then we're going to bring it on in. Amen. Bring it on in. Hallelujah. I think the Spirit of God already put the ice cream on top of the cake with that. That about the donkey. Woo, glory to God. Matthew's 8. And 49, at Matthew's 8 and 49. Now, how many remember that Jairus, whose name means enlightened? Because sometimes when we got, the Bible says he had a daughter at home that was dying. He had something in his house that was dying. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes we have things that are dying. Oh, glory to God. And so here's Jairus, his name means enlightened. Because sometimes you need to be enlightened. Come on, you need the light shining on the darkness. Just like in Isaiah chapter 60, the Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light has come. Here were people that were sitting in darkness, sitting in obscurity. Come on, somebody. They were, and all of a sudden, hallelujah, here comes the word of God, arise, shine, for thy light has come. There are times that we need light. Come on, the earth needed light. Hallelujah. The earth was in darkness and it needed light. This wasn't just a natural darkness. This was a spiritual, yes, darkness. Come on. Yes, it was natural darkness, but it was a spiritual darkness. All into that. But there are sometimes you need to call upon somebody, say, the light of God.
The light of God.
The light of God. Yes. And so here he is. He's walking with Christ. Christ is walking with Jairus to his house. Oh, glory to God. And then there was a little bit of a delay because there was a woman that had issues. And sometimes the church has issues. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so there's a woman that has issues, and Christ stops and deals with her concerning the issue. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, they're done with that. They're getting ready to begin to head to Jairus' house. He's speaking with the woman, and they're finishing up. They're wrapping up the show. And then verse 49 says, and while he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official saying, your daughter has died. Come on, somebody. It's dead. Yeah, do not trouble the teacher anymore. It's dead. Oh, glory to God. How many know that, praise God, that sometimes the enemy comes along with an evil report because he wants to shake your faith. He wants you to be like Elvis Presley singing, I'm all shook up. Oh, glory to God. It's to get you all shook up. I can tell sometimes evil reports shake us up. Oh, glory to God. Here comes the enemy and says, your daughter is dead. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, do not be afraid any longer. I'm reading this here, a different version, so that's why it's throwing me off, because I'm used to, you know, reading the New King James Version, but this different version is kind of throwing me off, so bear with me. I left my Bible at home. But it says, do not be afraid any longer. Only believe, and she shall be made well. And so there are sometimes when things come, and I'm saying all of this, there are sometimes times when things come to rob our peace. Oh, glory to God. All of a sudden, everything's going good, and next thing you know, you get some financial dilemma that popped up. You get something that we were even on our way to church this morning, and, we get a text, and a member is fighting. I don't say have, is fighting the COVID. Oh, glory to God. How many know that there are times that the enemy wants to rob our peace? Yeah. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.
God bless. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, today let's follow up yesterday's topic about qualifications for pastoral ministry with this question. Assuming a man is morally qualified to be a pastor, what are the qualifications in terms of skills or abilities? What does the Bible say about that?
There's actually only one skill in all the lists of qualifications for ministry, and it's the word didaktikos in the Greek, skilled in teaching. I would understand that because what is the role of a shepherd? Feed the flock of God. That's what Scripture says. Feed the flock of God over which he's given you oversight. As Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Shepherds are, by nature, feeders of the flock. And consequently, if we're going to distribute the food, which is the word of